Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Police Department Sergeant Katie Gussinger. What are some safety tips for people on how to prevent their vehicles from being stolen?
I think the biggest safety tip for keeping your vehicle safe is probably one that everyone's heard, and we mention it time and time again, but it really does make the biggest difference, and that's simply to keep your vehicles locked and keep any valuables out of sight, or just do not keep it overnight or when you're parked in the vehicle, like a purse or a wallet, phone, anything that looks valuable, just keep it out of sight or just keep it with you.
Okay. And are there any other tips to kind of help with that as well?
Yep. And I can elaborate too on why to keep your vehicle locked. You know, in the 5 years I've been in Stewart, I have never responded to a vehicle burglary of a vehicle that was locked. Forced entry, someone actually breaking a window or prying the door open is actually pretty rare out here. So all the vehicle burglaries I've responded to, the vehicles were always unlocked. That's a crime of opportunity. If it's unlocked, your thief is going to be in and out of that vehicle very quickly. Like the recent video that we posted, the vehicle was locked. They pulled the door handle, and then they left. I've had numerous videos I've had over the years of I had a burglar. He was pulling on door handles, leaving, and as soon as he found a door that was open, he was in. So, again, that's, you know, that big tip of if you keep it locked, car thieves typically, they're moving quickly. They want to be in and out. They don't want to make a lot of noise. They don't want to make a big scene. So just keeping that door locked really is a huge deterrent. And then some other safety things for your house, motion lights. You know, if you've got car burglars coming in and out at nighttime, your lights pop on when motion is detected. They do tend to scatter sometimes. And also if you combine, you know, a motion light with a camera system, those are some visible deterrents. They see a big light, they see a camera, they tend to move on. So those are just a few ideas. You know, keep your vehicle locked. You might look at some lighting or some camera systems also for the outside.
So when thieves are looking for, as you said, this crime of opportunity, they're looking for that unlocked vehicle and trying to see if there's anything valuable sitting inside in the first place, correct?
Yeah, they're hitting the door handles first. You know, if they open the door, they're in, they're going to rummage, they're going to see if they see anything valuable, grab it and go. You know, obviously not every thief is the same. Some might spend a little more time. But if they have something that they can see in your car, like a purse or a something with money, something valuable, that could push them over to, oh, you know, I'm going to break into this car. So if you don't give them a reason to break into a car and the door is locked, I think that would, you know, hopefully deter a majority of those kind of crimes.
All right. And then again, with the weather warming up, makes it a little bit easier for people to maybe go unseen into backyards and check out outbuildings or back doors. Are some of those tips that you gave for making sure your vehicle's safe the same for making sure your buildings are safe as well?
Yeah, I think especially, you know, we're in a rural community. A lot of people have, you know, a barn or a shed or, you know, an exterior, you know, detached garage. So again, motion lights are usually a pretty inexpensive way to, you know, you don't have to spend electricity all the time to keep it lit up. But if someone's walking down a dark alley or maybe you've got a back, you know, shed and kind of way back in your yard, put some lights up there. So as soon as someone steps into that path, you know, all of a sudden your shed's lit up, your building's lit up. Same thing, cameras are pretty, you know, standard technology anymore. They're not too expensive. That's also an additional thing you could look at. Also, you know, just every so often maybe check your building, maybe make sure, hey, is it locked? You know, make sure everything's secured, make sure nothing's been disturbed, anything like that. And then, you know, if you've got neighbors or people around you, if something doesn't look right or you see someone that you don't recognize, you know, take care of each other, check in on your neighbors. Or if, you know, you see someone kind of around someone else's property, go ahead and give that a call in and, you know, law enforcement can come in and make sure that person's supposed to be there and, you know, they're not doing anything they're not supposed to be doing.
And then I'd have to think that, again, making sure valuables aren't really kind of just sitting there in plain sight would be another big thing, especially when you've got some larger windows in some houses and a lot of people have their living room set out maybe towards the front and they've got some of their electronics and other things sitting there as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're leaving for the day and you've got, you know, a big window, or, you know, maybe just put those, you know, if you've got a computer or a tablet or anything like that, maybe just don't leave it near the front of the door where anyone could walk up and see, like, ooh, they've got a lot of stuff. Similar things of, it's a constant reminder on Christmas of, you know, maybe don't put all the boxes out with the trash that you just got a brand new big flat screen TV, or you got a brand new, you know, big set of tools. You know, hey, take those boxes, put them in the recycle bin that we have in town, thankfully. Things like that. Kind of don't advertise all the great new things you might have at your house, because some people look at those, unfortunately, as that opportunity of, hey, they've got something new there. We might go check it out.
All right. Thank you very much, Katie.
Yep, you're welcome.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.